Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show as always. This is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, coming to you guys live, guys and girls, live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe button, comment button if you're catching it here on YouTube. I'm here live on Facebook right now. If you want to know how you can catch the show live, we're here on Facebook at Prince Dykes MBA on Facebook, Royal Financial Investment Group, the Investor Show. All of the good stuff. And we're also on YouTube, and you're going to catch the premiere on YouTube and the podcast, all of the great stuff. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we got a very, very interesting topic. If you're catching this live, don't be a stranger. Just say hi. Don't be a stranger and say hi. For everybody else is catching the playback, thank you. We got a very interesting topic today. So first up, what's going to be on the docket today? As you guys and girls can see the topic, the Dow Jones dropped 1,800 points. This had to be roaring for the last couple of weeks. We also got Hertz being delisted. And we also got Uber being upgraded. So we're going to start off talking about the company being, first of all, we're going to talk about the Dow Jones dropping 1,800 points. I'm looking at something here. I'm like, I know I had already wrote this. But we're going to talk about the Dow Jones dropping 1,800 points. Why drop 1,800 points? Ways you can capitalize from market corrections. We're going to talk about that first. Then we're going to talk about the hit list. Then we're going to get into Hertz. I'm going to teach you guys and girls how to fish on Hertz. We're going to talk about what is delisting, how do you know what's happening with a delisting, and also what is the upgrade? Uber got upgraded. What does that mean? So we're going to talk about all those things, and as you follow companies and as you follow the market, they will tell you stories, right? So first off, let me get in here. Let me correct this subtitle that I was about to pop up, but for some strange reason, it didn't take. But y'all give me 1 second. Let me get this together. First, we're going to get into the Dow Jones drops 1,800 points today. People who don't know what the Dow Jones is, that's the Dow Jones is the index that tracks 30 stocks, 30 of the largest stocks in America. And it's a great indicator of what's going on in the overall stock market. So let's get to that first. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dow Jones drops 1,800 points. What does that mean? Dow Jones dropped 1,800 points because of the fear of a second wave of the coronavirus. We already know this was going to happen. They've been telling us forever that we might have a second wave come in the fall. And we had a lot of fear set in. The market has been going up, and it brought a lot of fear to the market. When you see the market drop over 500-600 points in a day, that's a lot of fear in the market. Now, during this time frame, while the market was going up, we had all type of uproars across the country. We know the death of George Floyd. We know police brutality. We know we had riots all over the country, riots everywhere, whatever the case can be. And it was a whole lot of distractions going on. And I put up posts and I told people, stay focused and invest. Not saying it's something wrong with protesting, but I said, hey, don't forget about what's really important about investing. Why? Because I said this will soon pass over, right? And focus on what you can control. Told everybody, focus on what you can control. Prince, what does this all mean? I told everybody, while the stock market is going down and going up or going sideways or whatnot, you need to be creating your hit list. What is the hit list, Prince? Don't worry about it. That's the second topic we're going to get into, the hit list. I told everybody, hey, the stock market was going up and everybody was mostly concerned about, we had the coronavirus, we had people worried about grocery shopping, we had people rioting, we had police precinct, we had police stations burning down. I mean, it was riots all over the country. We got the president tweeting this. It's so much to be distracted by. But I said, hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is a perfect time. Focus on what you can control. Control the controllables. Stop worrying about everything you can't control. Start worrying about what you can control. Get your credit better. Start making a hit list. Prince, what is a hit list? Or a watch list, some people like to call it. Create your watch list. What are some stocks that you would like to buy that are very expensive right now? And if the market was to take a dip, this is what I would buy. Write those down. Oh, I would like Microsoft. I would like JP Morgan. I would like Bank of America. I would like Uber. I would like Southwest. Write all these companies down, because a day like today, I knew it would come. So when this day comes, so you can be proactive instead of being reactive. So as soon as the market come down, you can, boom, jump onto your hit list, see what's on your hit list, see what companies went down, and start taking advantage. But I'm going to give you guys and girls something that's even more important than that. I'm going to show you exactly how I love this, right? Veronica said, you got to love technology. Yes, you got to love technology, right? Now, with that hit list, let me tell you how I create a hit list. I look at companies and I say, ooh, this is a company I like. This is a company I like. When the stock market is going up when airline stocks were shooting through the roof, no, I wasn't buying airline stocks. I was selling calls, right? I was selling calls. I said, hey, this is a good time to sell calls right now when the stock market is up, right? So when you're going up and the stock market is going up, the stock market is going up, the stock market is going up, when you look at those things, this is when you're creating your hit list because you know the market is going to come back down. So for prime example, take when today happened, 1800, Dow Jones drop. I go to my watch list. I look at my watch list. On my watch list, I got Microsoft, I got Facebook. Who else is on there? Uber is on there. All these different companies that are on there. I go on my hit list, and I see who got hit the hardest. JP Morgan is on there. Who got hit the hardest today? Microsoft went down 5%. I know the hardest hit index was the Dow Jones. So if you're like, hey, Prince, I don't want to get into the stocks. I'm not that smart. You take the top three indexes, Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P 500. Oh, the Dow Jones went down the furthest today, which it did. Boom. You bought a Dow Jones ETF, DIA, right? Boom. I want to buy that. Forget about everything else. If you want to go a little bit further, which index had the worst day? Okay, boom. It was the Dow Jones. Inside of Dow Jones, who had the worst struggle day? Was it Microsoft or whatnot or whatever the case may be? Oh, it was Microsoft. Microsoft was the worst performer. It went down 5 or 6 points. We know nothing has financially happened to Microsoft. We know that it's just going down just due to the nature of the beast. So guess what? Hit. That's how I create my sniper list. So when you're in a sniper, you got to line up all your stuff and you got to know when to take it off. First, you got to know what your target is. You got to study your target. You got to wait to snipe out your target. In a day like today, I look and see, okay, JP Morgan, I'm not worried about their finances. I'm not worried about the finance. I won't say I'm not worried about anybody's finances. But looking at a JP Morgan, looking at a Microsoft, looking at an Apple, all these companies, software's airline, are airline stocks. If you was a big airline person who thought you missed out on the plane of the airlines, this is the day to go in and snipe. So if you had your sniper list, you'll know. Software's airlines went down 11% today. Boom, hit. That's a snipe. Microsoft went down, snipe. Also, this thing went down. You start to snipe out what you want. So when everybody was all concerned about, oh, this and that. And then when I said, hey, guys and girls, focus on investing. Focus on the things you can control. I told you the two things that changed my life, right? One of them being when I stopped stressing out about things I couldn't control. When I stopped worrying about the things I couldn't control and I only focused on the things I can control, my life changed. I can't stop or I can't change how the way someone else feels about me, right? So here we go. We take you find your companies. This whole time you're creating your watch list. Once you got your watch list created, once your watch list is doing up, your watch list is pretty fine. Now a day like today, when the market comes down, this is the day you look at your watch list and see who got hit the hardest, and that's when you start to take advantage. That's the hit list. Now before we get in there, we're going to see the next thing. Royce Willis said, "Great advice. Thank you, there, Royce." That's my guy, Randy Johnson. Can you snipe one time? I think he's trying to say, can I snipe one more time? But yes, that's how you aim out your companies, and that's how you pick them, right? Wayne says, yo, I'm here. My check got to get up. I'm a sniper, but I can't shoot right now. You don't got no bullets. See, bullets is cash. You always keep bullets. What good is a gun with no bullets? I have a gun. I have guns in my house, but what good are they if I have no bullets? So this is why you keep cash in a portfolio for time like this. What good is a sniper if the sniper ain't got no bullets? So you always keep a little cash, and you don't use it all at one time. You always keep a little cash. Cash is a way to hedge the market. Because what good is it if a sale happens at Walmart, but you ain't got no money? You always got to keep a little money. That's a way to hedge the market. All right. Now the next topic, ladies and gentlemen, the Hertz delisting. Or delisted, or whatever the case may be. Hertz, we all know Hertz is on the struggle bus. And we've had the struggle bus. We had this conversation about Hertz had went up 800% after filing for a bankruptcy. And now today, we're going to go. The company put out an 8-kilo. So I'm going to teach you guys and girls how to fish. I don't want you guys and girls, everybody know that listen and follow me. You know, Prince does not say, oh, this is what's going on. I'm going to show you what the company said, and I'm going to show you how to look this stuff up yourself, right? So we're going to read what the company said today about being delisted by the New York Stock Exchange. First, what is delisted? In order to take a company public, you have to be listed on a NASDAQ, S&P 500, the New York Stock Exchange, right? It's a big deal. Why do companies want to get listed? Because that's the way to raise money. When you buy stock, you are giving another company your money. That's what happens. Give me 1 second. That's what happens. You're giving another company your money, right? So when you do that, when you're looking to do that, right? When you're collecting money from the public, that's the only thing. When you get listed on the New York Stock Exchange, you can you collect the money from the public. But as always, they have rules and regulations that you must follow. If you don't follow them to a T, they can delist you, meaning taking you off the New York Stock Exchange and putting you on the OTC, which is the over-the-counter transactions, which is like being on JV. Everybody want to be in the major leagues. Everybody want to be in the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones. That's the way to raise money for your company. Every time you buy a Nike stock, that money goes to Nike. Every time you buy the index, companies get a piece of that. They take all that capital from the public and grow their companies, right? So being delisted is a big thing. It can hurt you fundamentally. So we're going to see exactly where at in the process are they, or if they are even in the process of being delisted, all right? So let's get into that. The first place we're going to do, we're going to look at the 8 kilo, right? Let me see 1 second. What do you got here? All right. I can't even say the first name, but Ellis Jr. said, I saw a couple down, but I'll still watch them drop a little more. Okay, that's okay. You want them to drop a little bit more, but think about it is, sometimes you can't pick the bottom. Nobody's smart enough to pick the bottom, right? You know, I don't know exactly where the bottom is. If I knew March 22nd was the bottom at 18,000 for the Dow, man, I would have jumped into it like a wild wildebeest, but I'm not that smart. And 95% of investors are not that smart to know exactly when the bottom, where the bottom is. So guess what? As the stock drops, you buy a little bit, you buy a little bit more. If it shoots back up, you pause on it. If it drops a little bit more, you can buy a little bit more because you can't. I don't know where the bottom is. Because tomorrow the stock market could take off and be like, psych, and go up 2,000 points, right? Oh, can you talk about, Veronica Guest said, can you talk about the importance of looking at the dividend yield on the watch list? We'll get into that. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I want to first stay on topic. I want to get into this Hertz, what they said about this delisting of Hertz. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to share my screen here. Y'all be patient with me 1 second for the people that are watching this live. And I'm going to talk through it for the people who are not watching it live as well. Right? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is the 8K report. This comes from the SEC.gov. You go to the SEC.gov and you look up Hertz. You go to Hertz Global. And they filed this on today. I think that was today. Today's the 10th, right? No, yesterday. They filed this on yesterday, the 10th, because today is the 11th. So they filed this on yesterday. This is a form 8K. Right here, they tell you, on May 26, 2020, Hertz Global Incorporated received a letter from the staff of the New York Stock Exchange Regulation that it has determined that the commencement proceeding to delist the common stock of the company from the New York Stock Exchange. So they got a letter on May 26 saying that they are starting to delist them. The New York Stock Exchange regulation reached its decision that the company is no longer suitable for listing on the New York Stock Exchange listed companies manual 82 blah blah blah, disclosed on May 22nd, 2020, that it is commenced a voluntary petition for recall. Okay, all right. So pretty much they said they came to the conclusion that the company is no longer should be on the New York Stock Exchange, right? And they're saying that on May 22nd, just 4 days prior, they started to reorganize their company under Chapter 11 bankruptcy. We all know that Hertz is in a bankruptcy proceeding where they're trying to reorganize their debt, right? The company appealed to determination of minor requirements for New York Stock Exchange. Okay, here you go. So right here, they're saying the company has appealed the determination in a timely manner and requested a hearing before the New York Stock Exchange. So Hertz is fighting back. On March 26th, they got a letter saying, hey, we're going to delist you from the New York Stock Exchange. And guess what? The New York Stock Exchange came out. Hertz came back and said they requested a meeting before the New York Stock Exchange, before they get delisted. So they're trying to appeal it. At this time, common stocks will continue to be traded and listed on the New York Stock Exchange pending the resolution of the appeal. So right now, they're still going to be on New York Stock Exchange until the hearing of the appeal. Right now, Hertz is fighting to stay on the New York Stock Exchange, right? So right here, then they just at the bottom here, they just said the vice president, the chief marketing officer was fired on the 9th. Totally irrelevant to what we're looking at, right? So right now what they're saying, Hertz is saying that, hey, look, the New York Stock Exchange has sent them a letter on May 26th saying that, hey, we determined that you guys and girls do not need to be on the New York Stock Exchange. We're going to start delisting you. And then Hertz went back and said, no, before you delist us, we want an appeal. And they requested a hearing at the New York Stock Exchange. I don't know the proceedings of that. The New York Stock Exchange was like, no, we're good. We don't need to talk to you and delist them. But that's what they're right now. Hertz is trying to appeal that. If that appeal doesn't happen and they get delisted, ooh, that means they're going to go into penny stock territory on the OTC pink slip stocks, right? All right, here we got here. Here we go here. This is what Wayne got to say. He said, coronavirus shot me first. The only thing I can stock up on at this month is food and tissue. I want to buy some stocks bad. I'm on the struggle bus this month. He said, hey, I'm tight on cash. All he got enough money because the coronavirus hit him first. It's not wrong with that. You know, it's nothing wrong with that. You know what you can do, Wayne? Never look at what you can't do. Always look at what you can do. What you can do, tighten up that watch list. Make sure that watch list is super tight. If you got more than 10 companies on that watch list, I bet you can bring it down to 5. Study them companies even more. Learn their finances even more. So you say, when I do get my money, or when my money does get right, I'm going to be able to invest confidently. You know, that's it, right? Hope I did. But anyway, you're going to invest strongly into the company of your choice, right? So that's the thing you look at doing. Ashton said, brought me some Uber and PCG on sale. Okay, we're going to get into Uber today. We're going to talk about Uber today. We got a very good thing about Uber. Ellis Jr., Mr. Ellis says, when is the hearing? They requested a hearing. So Hertz has requested a hearing. According to their report yesterday, they requested a hearing with the New York Stock Exchange. I don't know if it'll be public. I don't know if it'll be private. I don't know if it'll be over the phone. I don't think New York Stock Exchange can decline or just say, yeah, we're good or whatnot. So right now they haven't disclosed when that hearing is going to be. But they are requesting a particular hearing, right? Very smart, Veronica. She says, I break up my watch list on industries. Yes. So sectors, right? You got a technology sector. You got a healthcare sector. You have a communication sector. You got all types of sectors that you can break your watch list down into, but it's smart that you have one, or a hit list, like I like to call it. So that's pretty much what Hertz delisting. You know, it's very bad if they go to delist, because I can definitely see them going back to the penny. They're going to go into the OTC penny stock category, and that's not going to be good for investors. But if they have $1 billion in cash. They do have a bunch of debt on hand. They got like $19 billion in debt, if I'm not mistaken, with all the cars that they borrowed money against and stuff like that or whatnot. So they're definitely going through it. And a lot of Hertz success is going to be due upon the airline industry, the coronavirus industry. Can we shake this and can we come back? But like I said, this is why I only invest into the top companies in the sector. Why? Because when something hard hits, the little guy goes first. Where's Enterprise? What about Avis and Budget? Hertz owns Thrifty and Dollar. You got to always, because think about it, the likelihood that the big boy is going to go away is pretty slim. But the likelihood that the little guy will fuzzle away is pretty high. That's why I always go for the big guy, total market cap, right? So the next thing, we talked about Uber being upgraded. What does that mean, Prince? So let's bring us to our next topic. Uber was upgraded today, right? Uber upgrade. So pretty much you have a bunch of analysts out there. You have Standard & Poor's, you got Moody. All these analysts, they sit back and they rate a stock. Some of them rate them 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars. Some of them rate them on buy, sell, remain neutral, you know, or whatever the case may be. And if a company is recommended sale, that can take down the price of a stock because everybody's like, oh, wow, why are they recommending the sale? If a company says stay neutral, that means that they're thinking like, I don't know. If the company is rated buy, of course, it's a good thing, right? So think about Uber and Lyft, right? This company here called BTG, what we're going to look at. And we're going to look at why did they upgrade Uber? So when an analyst upgrades Uber, that's a big deal, right? Y'all give me 1 second. I think my stream's froze. Okay, there we go. We're back. So let's share the screen here. I thought I kind of froze up there a little bit. Share the screen here. Okay. Now I couldn't, I tried to get onto the actual site, but I had to have some type of membership and I didn't have the membership. So, hey, it is what it is. Wow. I think Uber, did Uber go back up today? Okay. All right. Well, no, it went down. Okay. So here we go. So there by the BTIG analyst, Jake Fuller, initiated coverage of Uber with a buy rating and a $47 price target. Today, Uber is down to $34 and they have a price target of $47. That was like the all-time high of Uber, I think. I think it came out at $40 and it went up to $47 before it started to drop. So, okay, so this analyst, he rates Uber as a buy at a $47 price target. The company should exit stronger than it entered the pandemic with the clear path to profitability and solid competitive positioning. The analyst fails investors. Okay, analyst tells investors in a research note. So anyway, you know, I ain't got my glasses on and sometimes these words are a little small. But essentially, they're saying that Uber is going to come out stronger than it did when it came into the coronavirus and on this path to profitability. Uber was supposed to be profitable by December, but the coronavirus hit, so everybody's thinking that's going to be thrown off. Secondly, they have a solid competitive advantage. Why do they have a solid competitive positioning? Because they're the biggest guys there. The only person that's left up on the Uber is Lyft. And Lyft is a one-trick pony. All it does is give rides. Uber gives rides, it has freights, and it has Uber Eats. So they were in talks of even getting Grubhub for a second. So this company believes that, hey, Uber is going to come out stronger. It's going to come out stronger than it went in, and it's going to stay on its path to profitability, and it has a solid competitive advantage, right? And they wrote here, while some legal regulatory challenges remain, they tend to be more market by market than, what did I say? Broad-based. Okay. So essentially they're saying that, yes, there are going to be some legalities, right? I don't think that the world is going back to taxi cabs. Yes, you got all type of stuff. What type of drivers, people that get into Ubers, people that drive Ubers, will Ubers take people? We hear all the horror stories. So, yes, they're going to have some regulatory things to go through, just like Facebook, just like Microsoft had, just like all these companies face Google. They get sued every day by somebody for regulatory practices or whatnot. But they got upgraded, or not even upgraded, their initial grading of Uber is buy. This is great because analysts are talking about the company. When analysts start to talk about a company, start to talk about buying it, this is what puts more money into the company. More money goes into the company, more people buy into the stock. This is what drives the company up. It's good when a company has coverage because at least get some eyeballs on it, right? That's why IPOs are so big. IPOs are so important. Why IPOs are so important? IPOs are important because they need to raise awareness to get people to get out there and buy their stock. What good is it if your stock is on the stock exchange, but nobody knows it's there? Yes, I have books on Walmart shelf, but if nobody knows they're on Walmart shelf, then what good is it, right? So let's see what you guys and girls got to say about that. Okay, Wayne said, I don't think Hertz is going to be delisted. And you're right, bro. I got to study my watch list more. I was able to buy a company called Digital Ally at 84 cents. It's around $5 right now. Nice, nice, nice. My watch list is constructively diverse. Okay. Yes, that's right. Study your watch list. You're like, hey, I ain't got the money right now. I can't jump in. It may be a blessing, right? We could go back and have a go all drop off worse than we were before. So that's great. Study that watch list more. Tune it. Fine tune that watch list. It's just like if you're an NBA player, look at it as you're an NBA player or NFL player or whatnot. You can't play right now. You just don't sit at home and get fat. No, you still got to go work out. So when the league does open back up, you're ready to go, right? When the league does open, so you still got to be working out, dieting properly, keeping yourself active, taking some shots in the gym, taking some shots in your backyard or whatever the case may be. So when it is time for you to call to get into the game, you know, I remember I used to ride a bench a lot, especially high school, not high school, more like middle school, high school football or whatever. And the coach be like, hey, you know, coach, hey, Dice, get in there. I'm like, man, I don't even know where my helmet's at. I'm like, oh, man, where I put my helmet? Oh, hey, man, you got my helmet past my You barely even know where your stuff is at, right? And do you know what? If you do that, he don't want you in the game. He said, you're not paying attention. He don't want you in the game. He's going to get somebody else. So you don't want to be that guy on the sideline just drinking up all the Gatorade, laying down on the bench. And then when it's time to go, you're like, oh, man, where did I put my chin strap? Where's my helmet? You always want to be ready to go. You're watching the game. You're watching the game because you never know when your number might be called. All right. Ashton says, see, California ruled against Uber and Lyft today. Yes, that's what I was talking about. They're going to go against a lot of legality issues, right? When you're new, that's what you're going to think of, right? Drivers are considered employees by the state of California. Ooh. Wow. California, I don't like them for business. Yeah, they're going to go through a lot of things. I don't know. I can't even think about that immediately. How would that hurt Uber? But it's your brand new sector. Same thing with Facebook. Is Facebook a media company? Is it a social media company? What is Facebook? When you come out, when you're new, you got to go through all type of drags and up and down the mountains. You know, the first person over the hill is going to take all the bullets. What do I think about Hertz? What I think about Hertz, you know, Hertz is on the struggle bus. It's a struggling stock right now. It's really trying to hold on. It's filed for bankruptcy, Chapter 11. It's trying to reorganize its debt. It has a lot of debt on hand. It has a little bit of cash with a whole lot of debt. They're asking creditors to give them a chance. They're asking the New York Stock Exchange to not delist them. And their success is pending upon airlines coming back. You know, nobody's out there driving rental cars like that. They cut 50% of their workforce. They're selling their cars. They're not buying new cars. They're doing everything to try to, the CEO is trying to fight off all of the lenders. They're trying to fight off the New York Stock Exchange. They're trying everything they can. They're trying to buy time. So when hopefully when the economy opens back up and people start flying and traveling again, that they can be back in business. But let's be honest, Hertz was not a winner before this happened. Hertz was netting losses for the last couple of years anyway. So it wasn't a star compared to an enterprise or a budget or whatnot, right? So it was already on a little bit of a struggle bus before all this happened. And, you know, coronavirus is just taking people out of their misery. Right. Now, somebody mentioned dividend yield earlier. What do you think about dividend yields? So dividends versus dividend yields. Try to make this simple and easy. Right. So if a stock costs $10 and the company decides, hey, we're going to pay $1 for every share. The stock costs $10 and if the company's going to pay $1 a quarter, say a quarter for every share, you're going to get that means you're going to get a 10% yield. Well, let's break it down. So if a stock costs $10 and the company decides we're going to award $1 a year for everybody, for every share that you own. So that's 25 cents a quarter. 25 cents a quarter is a dollar, right? And that's 25 cents a quarter and that's $1, right? So that's $1 every year that's going to happen with the company. So when you have $1 a year, that's 10%. That's a 10% yield. The company's paying $1, but that's a 10% yield because the stock costs $10. But let's say that stock that was $10 now goes to $20. So now the stock costs $20, but the company's still paying a 1% dividend, right? Now that 1%, since they're still paying that $1, the yield has dropped to 5%. Does that make sense? Because they're still paying $1. When they was paying $1 for every $10 stock you own, that's 10%. But now that that company has doubled in value or whatnot, they're still paying that same $1, but now the shares cost $20. The yield is now 5%, you know. So yields can change. If the stock value goes up, the yield goes down. Now let's do it the reverse way. Let's say the stock has cost $10 and they're paying you $1. That's a 10% yield. But let's say the stock price drops to $5. Now that $1 is now 20%. Makes sense? Hope that makes sense, right? And now I'm getting 20%. Some people get so caught up in the yield, they forget to look at the stock price because the dividend yield can change depending on the stock price, how the stock price moves, right? And here we go here. What we got? Say yes, me too. Uncle James is in the house. He said, I like the new background, like the message. Uncle James, it's about time for you to come back on the show. Y'all ready to see Uncle James back on the show? We're going to have him. I'm going to reach out to you. We got to get his opinion with all the wild things that's going on. So hopefully that made dividend yield too. So let's go back over what we said, right? We talked about stock dropped 1,800 points. Stocks dropped the Dow Jones, which is the DIA, dropped down to 1,800 points today. So we've seen the fears of the coronavirus coming back in the fall or whatnot, whatever the case may be. This is why I told everybody to stay focused and invest. Stay focused. Worry about what you can control. Focus, because that whole time you could be creating your hit list of thing companies you want to buy. Because guess what? When stocks drop 1,800 points, boom, you got a hit list. Now you go look at your hit list. Okay, what companies got hit the worst? I know everything about them. Which company got the Dow Jones got hit the worst? Microsoft got hit the worst. It dropped 5%. Disney dropped 7%. JP Morgan dropped 11%. Southwest Airlines dropped 11%. Boom. Now it's time for me to pull the trigger, right? And you always keep cash, because cash is king when the economy is down. If you can't buy nothing, it don't matter what you know, right? Number three, the saga continues with Hertz. Hertz is about to be, well, the New York Stock Exchange has made the started the process to delist them. And Hertz is fighting back not to be delisted. They announced that in their 8K report yesterday that we just went over, that we talked about how to find an 8K report and all that other good stuff, right? Number four. One second. Number four, Uber got upgraded by BTIG. You know, what is an upgrade? An upgrade is talking about analysts that watch a company like Standard & Poor, Moore, all of the good stuff like that. These companies upgraded Uber and Lyft. Does it mean something great, a big? Nah, not really, but I really follow Uber, and they have a price target of $47. And Uber right now is at $34, right? I like it because analysts are talking about it and they're giving ratings on it. And they pass those, people pay millions of dollars for those ratings. They could take those ratings and potentially put more money into the company, which is good for investors. I like when people put more money into something that I'm already in, right? As an investor. And that's pretty much what we talked about today in our recap. Then we talked about dividend yield, which one of the questions that came through. Okay, Veronica said, this is my favorite part of stock dividends, yields, fund, additionally, stock purchases. Yes, dividend investing is not a bad thing. Dividend investing is good for people who want to grow a little bit of their money, but also create an income. You know, some people like to create that income. Maybe someone who received a large settlement, you want to preserve your capital. It's great ways to do that through dividend investing, building a dividend-based portfolio. James says, can't wait. Keep up the great work. Thanks, Uncle James. Uncle James, everybody. Ronka said, high yield savings, y'all. Okay, yeah, you do have high yield savings accounts, but you got to be careful with high yield savings account. One time I saw one that was in Australia, I didn't even trust it, you know, because yes, high yield is great, but if the company can't afford it or goes bankrupt, then it's like a junk bond. The interest rates on the junk bonds are extremely high. But guess what? The likelihood of them going bankrupt is extremely high. And if they go bankrupt, you're going to get no yields. The yields don't even matter no more. James says, Hertz has terrible management. They're trying their best with it. They're trying not to. James, they got a lot going on. They got the New York Stock Exchange is trying to delist them. They got banks telling them to pay them their money now. People are not flying. They're laying off half of their furloughing. They let off half of their staff around the globe. You know, they consolidated their businesses. Come on. You know, they're trying. Hard times out there, you know. Yeah, and It was not a big profitable company before all this happened. You know? And here we go now. Wayne says, cash is king, looking at Delta stimulus package. You're right, right? And here you go here. FDIC, so insecure. Okay, yes. Right, suck now. Yes, the FDIC. If the FDIC, you know, got to make sure the FDIC is backing it just in case the company goes away. Because, you know, bonds are good and savings accounts are good, but a lot of those companies be overseas, and I don't know what's going on. You know, like you can get a Venezuelan savings account that pays 20%, but then you got to worry about if that company is going to go out of business, right? But there are some great high-yield savings accounts. But right now, interest rates are very, very low. We live in the lowest interest rate society that we have. He said Hertz is a disaster. Okay, yeah. Yeah, they're not looking too pretty right now, especially compared to Avis and Budget. U.S. backed. Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, you're talking about U.S. backed because I see some very high rate ones overseas, but if you're talking about U.S. backed, I can deal with it. I can do with that. Sean said, do you think we will see a drop in the market tomorrow? When I looked at the futures before I came on, they were actually kind of pointing up a little bit. People have a little, I don't know. I think this, I mean, I look at all this stuff that's going on, especially with the coronavirus. I think this will pass. The bull will win in the long run. I'm not really worried about what happens tomorrow. Unless the market drops more than 500, 600 points, then that's my indicator to buy. Head back over to my hit list. But do I see a market drop tomorrow? I can't really call it. It can go either way. I wouldn't be surprised either way if it went up or down tomorrow, right? We're in a very volatile situation right now. We're in the election year. We are in the middle of coronavirus. We got riots in the streets, cities on fire. So that's what I like to, I really can't say. It's very volatile right now, right? I wish I did have that magic hand. Hopefully I can kind of help you that, right? And then Wayne said he's predicting a surge in tomorrow's market. I won't be surprised, but I know I activated my hit list, right, to take advantage of that. So Wayne, you say you don't have the cash. You say you don't have money for food right now. Bill, tighten that watch list up to where you can tighten it down to four or five companies that you know, when I do get the capital, I'm going in. And you put them on your watch list, and you look at their finances, go through their 8K report, go through that 10K report, go through that 10Q report. Look at the CEOs, look at the investor relations on the company's website, all that great stuff. Buy when there's blood in the streets. Buy when there's blood in the streets. You're right, Uncle James. Every time when you see it, we're going to buy when there's blood in the streets at every time, right? So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you guys and girls for tuning in. I got to get going. I got to run. Oh, got one coming. Bronca said, my favorite day is when I got Amazon dropped into the 1300 range. Think about that. Amazon is what, $2,500 right now? $2,500? If you got it for 13, that's a nice little 100% return on investment. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to conclude today's episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Hope y'all got something out of it. I definitely enjoyed talking to the people that are here live and the people that's going to catch the premiere on YouTube and the podcast. Thank you guys and girls for tuning in. My name is Prince Dykes. This is The Investor Show. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out, and thank you.